Bibbidi bop boo, let's hear us negotiate insurance.
It would have been more like a, like it would just have been less like a terrible crash and then we, the episode ends.
No, worse, the terrible crash and then you just hear us gunning it. Getting the fuck out of Dodge. No evidence, no survivors.
We'll get pulled from YouTube.
We'll get pulled from YouTube so badly that we'll have never been on YouTube. Which means, no, that already gets played. That's already played.
So this isn't the cold open, cold open?
I guess we could, I don't like trying to think about it. When you try to force the cold open, it's never a good cold open.
All right, so what I want to talk about is how hot it is in this
everybody.
Car. Oopsie, that's going to be loud.
That's, all right. Just, you know, Sitzok, this is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
Over here's Kyle. We got Nanny in the back, and a special guest, our only fan, Kevin.
Welcome back to the show, Kevin.
Thanks.
You're our only tried and true fan besides Kendrick's mom.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to do something. It's going to sound terrible. Be quiet. That did nothing. That did absolute. That I was trying to.
Why did you make that sound? You didn't even do anything. You just made a sound for a minute.
Wait, one more. There we go. That should get a little bit more from you guys in the back.
All right, so
I'll try to speak louder.
We always have the quiet people in the back and the loud people in the front. We should just put the recorder in the back.
Yeah, recorder in the back with Amy.
In a different vehicle, in a follow vehicle with a shotgun.
Oh, that'd be really loud.
It's like, what's happening?
So I was gonna
also
bitch.
Watch the fuck out. This guy's Negan.
Oh yeah, did you guys know Negan's in front of us?
Jesus
with a SpaceX.
Christ.
I didn't know Negan was working for SpaceX.
You think he wouldn't have a Walking Dead sticker either? You think he'd be like. Not giving a shit about those guys.
Not giving a fuck? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, because The Walking Dead, that's like, who is that on The Walking Dead thing?
That's a human.
Well, I mean, I thought Negan didn't like them.
I mean, he has to have, like,
spoiler alert,
because he is one.
I have no idea who Negan is. I just know he has a baseball bat.
I'm just
bat
sappy you're not saying
people.
It in a racist way.
Negan what?
I was okay, there it was. All right.
So anyway.
I was going to talk about how frustrated I am with the way that Avengers Endgame is marketing itself.
Do that.
So, I have an issue.
Here's a tissue.
I don't have an issue with trailers, right?
I do.
I like trailers because they get me hypey. Okay, they get me hypey. They get me hyped. I like.
What's hypey?
It's just hype. Just roll with it. Quit asking stupid questions
okay.
That make you sound old.
I don't like your words.
What was the other one? The one, yeet?
Yeet.
What
yeah.
The fuck is yeet?
I had to have Gary explain that to
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
can you?
Because
so Amy tried to explain it to me, but I feel like I need, like, another explanation. So, can you help? Can you help me understand?
I believe you just shouted at someone until they pretend like they understand. And near as I can tell, there's an entire generation of people that are bluffing on it.
So, Amy, what did you say it was?
Dialing either yourself or another object with, like, your whole heart towards something else.
So you, like,
I
so
hurl
you might,
yourself violently forward.
Yeah, you might hurl yourself off a cliff.
You might
yeet
yourself off a cliff.
You might
yeet
a baby.
It sounds like you don't yeet yourself, you just yeet off the cliff.
Well, you yeeting yourself. Means you're going that
yeah,
way,
like,
right?
it doesn't require an attendant noun. It just has, like, it's got an implied self.
Like,
so,
you can yeet a Mountain Dew bottle through a wall.
You can yeet
Is that
yourself.
What you've been doing? You've been yeeting all along?
I've been yeet this whole time.
Kyle, the yeeting has been
oh
in
my
you.
God, that's actually really weird, and I don't want to talk about this anymore because the cosmic coincidence of this is actually fucking terrifying to me. So,
wait, did I yeet that ping pong ball earlier?
I don't know.
Yes.
Amy, that was yeeting? Did I
no,
yeet?
No, you didn't
I
eat
yeeted.
It. You didn't eat it at all.
So you could have.
I did.
You could have gone yeet as you were doing it.
Oh, so it's like an automatopoeia thing.
So
like
cat yeets
it.
A lot because our cat jumps off of stuff and he yeets.
He just leaves abruptly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very abrupt sometimes. So
is he Irish goodbye? Is he Irish yeet?
Yeeting is Irish goodbye.
No!
Okay,
wow,
I'm
I actually
get,
found
I'm starting to understand.
A real way that Irish goodbye makes sense to me now.
And yeeting.
But anyway, what they're doing with Avengers Endgame is they've had one or two solid, like, trailers, right? And what they're doing is the Avengers Endgame Twitter/YouTube, whatever, like, whoever's doing their marketing, is releasing, like, clips from the movie that are, like, a two-second teaser with them doing a new line. And every motherfucker on the internet is, like, analyzing this footage.
Yeah.
They're like, did you see Captain America's new second shield that's in this other preview of him saying hello to Captain Marvel in the background at a Denny's?
Stand those neck boots.
And I'm like, it's not even they're trained to do that. It's like a dog. Like, you throw a ball, the dog's gonna run, right? It's the
like a dog chasing cars.
It's the stupid fucking marketing people who feel it necessary to release daily teaser footage for this movie. Like, everybody already wants to see it. Fuck off. Like,
it does seem kind of weird to be advertising Endgame with the level of intensity. It's like, we're gonna see it. Who is sitting at home and is like, oh, okay, a 2-second teaser clip. I suppose now I'll go buy my ticket to Endgame. I wasn't going to until that pushed me over the line.
Right, and that's what I'm like, is if you know, if you even know what Avengers Endgame is, besides being Kevin, you're going to go see it.
Look at that guy just put
because Kevin there. Still needs like, to catch up.
That's where he stopped.
Oh, wow.
That's just where he stopped.
Maybe they're confused. He's an old guy.
He's very old, but it's like, okay, anyway.
Like, but it's like, if you know, I mean, because Kevin, you still need to watch all 25 hours of, that's more than 20,
well, 25, more than 25
movies
or
something.
25 movies
or
so.
Of Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen Infinity War?
No.
You could start there for the sake of, you know.
But see, here's the thing. If you're targeting Kevin, is like, is one of those trailers going to be like, oh, that's the one. I guess I'll just take the next 4 weeks and watch all the movies I wasn't watching up until now.
That's what some people were joking about, is they were like, oh, I guess I gotta spend the next 2 days straight binging, like, every Avengers movie. And you're like, no one's gonna do that. I'm gonna probably park in that parking spot.
I don't give a fuck what you do.
I'll look around, though.
Oh. As a person. As a driver. As
so,
a man.
It's just, like, really weird. Because I'm not really sure the necessity of putting out that kind of marketing material when you basically have invented this. You've been marketing this movie for the last, what, fucking 10 years?
15, really.
And it's like, you're good. You're good. We're going to pay. You got it. You got our money. You've won.
I don't... It's kind of like advertising Coca-Cola anymore. Like, who's that for?
Well, that's because Pepsi's doing it.
Well, right, but who's like, oh, I saw a Coke ad. That's right. Throw your Pepsi in the... Yeet your Pepsi into the trash and then...
Uh-oh, I'm going to take this parking spot from this person.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to do it because he didn't leave any room. Sucker.
Nobody gets the spot.
I'm sorry, everybody.
That's
I know that was terrible.
No, that's okay.
I just couldn't pull the angle.
We'll just do the dangle.
You guys like the blinker action in this episode?
I'm enjoying it. That blinker comes through super loud, by the way. Which is funny because I swear mine's not as loud. Oh, Jesus. That guy almost just totally backed the fuck into you.
That's okay.
That's fine.
That
would have
been a fun episode.
That would have been great. Bibbidi bop boo. Let's hear us negotiate insurance.
It would have been more like it would just have been less like a terrible crash, and then the episode ends.
No, worse, the terrible crash, and then you just hear us gunning it, just getting the fuck out of Dodge. No evidence, no survivors,
except for this podcast, and then you just
or
hear
worse,
fire.
You hear the crunch, and then you hear boom, boom, and then that's the end. It's like, okay, well, two people were shot.
Oh my god.
So where'd the gun come from?
Put the recorder in your pocket though when you're like talking to the cops.
You get all this grumble sound and it's like, shh, and you're like, it's like muffled. It's like, what do you guys want? Like, what are you doing? Oh god, no.
That'd be terrible. But anyway, no, I you know me in trailers. I don't, especially when they put trailers out that contain unintentionally or intentionally things that aren't in the movie. Although I admit that the fake trailers they were putting out, I guess. Did you hear about that? I haven't seen them because I don't watch trailers. But apparently they were putting out fake trailers
for
Infinity War.
I don't think they're fake. They're just not footage that was used in the movie.
Well, no, but I heard they were leaking, like, footage.
Of Endgame?
That was not real.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, they made it to fuck with people.
I know that. It's my greatest irritation on the internet when someone posts a trailer that they fan-made and tries to push it off as real, or a trailer YouTube channel that's like, trailers post fan-made trailers. Like, I never downvote and block channels harder than when I have to watch a trailer that's fan-made with footage I've already seen from a movie I've already seen. And I'm like, what hellion feels it necessary to cut footage into a trailer,
especially
like,
if you're trying to pass it off as real.
It doesn't, that's bad, but it doesn't matter to me. Like, what hobby is that?
Film editing practice,
I guess. So
that's something they recommend as a thing, is to make a trailer for a movie you already know.
Okay, I see
that already exists, and then you make then you can practice it. But then you post is, look at this trailer I made for so and so because I want to do it. Or like when people recut Mary Poppins into that horror movie trailer, remember?
Hey, when we watch that, like a whole thing of like recuts for Tangled, and it was like Tangled as different genres cut to the movie.
And that's a fun game or a fun practice
activity, yeah.
to get good at editing, but you're not going to be like, hey, did you know Tangled is actually a slasher film? It's like, no.
They cut it like that. It was great.
Oh, I know, I'm sure, but it's like, you don't tell me that. That's not true.
Kevin, how do you feel about trailers?
I don't mind trailers, but if they spoil too much of the movie and I've watched it, it pisses me right off.
You watched the trailer after you saw it and it spoiled it? Okay.
If you watched a trailer and it like gives part of the ending away or some big special event that's happening, like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't want to know that. I want to watch the movie to find out.
I've been avoiding the Infinity War ones for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to see a movie.
So what Marvel's been doing that's pretty clever lately is they'll only show the first 30 minutes of the movie in the trailer usually. Like, they don't show any kind of substantial scenes from the last hour or more. And it's pretty cool because they're actually considering stuff. And that's really nice of them because there's a lot to these movies, right?
Fucking trailers to figure that out.
Yeah, finally. But then they have enough extra cut footage that they do things like that. And it pisses a lot of people off. But for me, it's like, hey, you can get me hype and I don't have to watch stuff.
I'm still butthurt about the Rogue One trailers that had a bunch of scenes that didn't actually happen. And those made me mad.
Yeah, I think if you're going into a trailer and not expecting that nowadays, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. So, like, if you do start watching trailers nowadays after stopping, like Kendrick has, know that you might see stuff. There's like probably a 99% chance you're going to see something that's not directly in the movie.
And there's also stuff like they can redo so many visual effects that you might see something that they used the footage, but they redid the visual effects. Like when you see stuff like, oh my God, the uniform started different. Does this mean that there's a change? Does it might get some side boob? And no, it's just that they re-rendered the uniform differently.
You never get side boob.
On that note,
other than this, people had to pull out their truck because she couldn't open the door enough to get in. But I understand that because having a truck that huge is ridiculous, and you have to fucking climb into it.
Yeah,
you need to get like the step stool out from underneath the seat that is level with your face to get into a goddamn truck that big.
Yeah, I don't know that I would drive that truck and try and park it in places like this.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's why he backed in. That's what my dad does, and I'm like, you're such a cocky cock sometimes, Dad.
Your dad a cocky cock? Never.
Just because you could back into a space without a camera because you did it for 50 years.
He's better than you in every way. He can still beat you up.
Fathers are.
On that note, I think we're tapped on this, and I'm hungry. So
yeah, let's eat.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. We'll see you next time. Enjoy these
bite-sized sit-socks. Most importantly, don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck up reversing. Like
I will enjoy them. Chump.